Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 3, Chapter the 5th. An Evil Life Sort of Explained.
Sir, well, I am in an excellent mood today.
Should I summon a doctor, sir?
It's all right. I'll take some grumpy pills later. Having a grandson has given me a new lease of life. I feel I could carry on forever, like the British Empire or horse-drawn marmalade dispensers.
Your daughter, son-in-law, and grandson, sir.
Child is crying. Is he sad?
Oh, well done, Father. You have correctly identified an emotion. He is sad because he is tired. He will sleep if we push his pram up and down. Alas, my enormous hooped skirt prevents me from getting close enough to push.
And I cannot do it, for I am a man. Hence this device. Behold the patented pram pushing and pulling piston. The piston pushes the pram forward, and then it is pulled back by elastic.
Is it safe?
Perfectly. As long as the engine does not go into overspeed and the elastic does not snap.
Has that happened before?
Only twice.
And how often have you used it?
Twice. Still, third time lucky. Now, where shall I sit? Oh, dear, I have sat on the overspeed button.
Well, at least the elastic's fine.
The elastic is breaking.
It is broken.
The pram has hit the wall.
Hurling the boy through the open window.
He has landed in a tree.
Indeed, in a blackbird's nest.
Oh, yes, and the mummy blackbird is feeding him. Oh, dear, regurgitated worm. What an introduction to solids.
Bill, he seems to like it.
There, well, go and fetch my grandson from that tree.
I shall wear my blackbird costume, sir, so as not to upset the birds.
Meanwhile, we shall continue my story. Last time, you heard how I had been blasted into space with my best friend, Harry Biscuit, and my evil, undead ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent, in a capsule originally designed to tunnel to the center of the Earth.
Your plan to kill me has failed, Mr. Benevolent.
A temporary setback. I shall simply open the capsule door, or throw you out, and let you plummet back to Earth. You will simultaneously burst and be flattened like a pizza, whose toppings are blood, bone, and intestines.
Is that a Goriana?
The door will not open.
That'll be the pressure of the ether outside. Space is full of the stuff, apparently.
Another temporary setback. I shall simply wait for you to starve to death. I am undead and need no food.
Is there food on board, Harry?
No, for I planned to feast on the meringue, which I believed I would find at the center of the Earth.
Feeling hungry yet, Pip-Bin?
No, for I breakfasted well.
And I had breakfast, elevenses, lunch, afternoon tea, dinner, and my pre-bed snack, all at once. In a meal I call Brevenunch Enerak.
Yet soon your empty stomach will start to gnaw at your insides and claw at your soul.
Your words affect me not, Mr. Benevolent.
Well, they've affected me. I'm starving now. It's like I never even had Brevenunch Enerak.
We sat in silence as Harry licked desperately at an old soup stain on his shirt. I stared out at the vast waste of space that was space. So many unanswered questions teemed through my mind. Why do we exist? Is there a life beyond this? Why don't animals have wheels? But before I died, I knew there was at least one mystery I could hope to solve.
Mr. Benevolent, why are you evil?
Well, you've got to have a hobby, haven't you? And I don't like stamps.
Come, before we starve, at least tell us why you are evil.
No.
Go on.
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 No.
This exchange continued for 8 days.
Go on.
Until finally he relented.
Oh, all right, I'll tell you.
He began to talk. I began to listen. And Harry began to try and eat the herring out of his herringbone jacket.
I gently...